At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. Maybe we should just change it to We suck at dating, because it's just like it just blurts out of my mouth. It's been too long.
It's time for a rebrand for this podcast. Help! We suck at dating. That's interesting. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's different, right? It's never been done before.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great episode for you. Of course, I'm Jared. Kaylin and Kaylin and Dean are joining us from Las Vegas, but we have a very special guest. She is an American singer, actress, one of the founding members of the pop rock band R5. It is Rydell Funk. How you doing, Rydell?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, talk about a perfect last name for a musician.
What's funny is that's actually my married name. So I married a Funk.
Nice.
One of the reasons I married him. I'm like, that's the coolest name ever.
You gotta marry you. You're a Funk.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're either going to marry Tom Funk or Richard Rock. And you're like, Rock or Funk? What do I like more?
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. So we're about the same age. You said you were born in Colorado. Where in Colorado were you born?
I was born in Littleton.
Okay, gotcha. I guess I wasn't born in Colorado, but I lived in Basalt. I don't know if you know where that is.
Basalt?
It's near Aspen.
Okay, I know where Aspen is.
Yeah.
I've heard of that before.
I don't know. You're giving me mountain town vibes, so I was just thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Littleton's is like an hour outside of Denver.
Yeah.
But we have a cabin in Colorado, so
nice.
I grew up going to our little family cabin.
And where do you guys live now?
I'm in LA. My family and I have been here for about, 15 years maybe.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like an LA girl now, but I love it here.
And the kids, because you have two kids, right? And then a third on the way.
I have two kids and a third on the way.
Congratulations. Do you sleep?
Thank you. I do, actually. My kids are good sleepers. I got them on a little schedule, so they're doing good. But yeah, they were born in California, and my parents moved all of us out here. So like my brothers, my mom and dad were all out here in California. So it definitely feels like home.
They're going to be Angelinos. I gotcha.
Angelinos.
Yeah.
So, okay. You're pregnant with your third. How is this pregnancy different from the first and second?
This one is going by way freaking faster, mostly because I have two under two. So I'm like busy with them. So right. You know, the last thing I'm thinking about is that I'm pregnant, and I feel like I forget all the, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Or like, oh, why does my butt hurt right now? I'm like, oh yeah, pregnant. Or like, wait, why am I nauseous? Oh yeah, that's right. There's something growing in my belly right now. So that's the main thing, is that it's just happening so fast. I don't have time to think about it.
How have your pregnancies been? Is this like, do you get sick?
So they've all been pretty good. I've been lucky, I guess you could say.
Knock on wood.
With my daughter, I was most nauseous with her, And then my son, I was like a little bit nauseous, but as far as like morning sickness goes, it was mostly with my daughter. And my third one on the way is a boy, and I wasn't as nauseous with him. So I was, that's why I was like, okay, it's probably a boy, because it was similar to my first pregnancy. So
I've got a potentially stupid question. What does that look for?
I can't wait to hear.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anytime Dean starts off with, I might have a stupid question. Most likely it's a stupid question.
It's not that stupid. How, as a performer, how does pregnancy change your performances?
I guess it hasn't really affected it much.
So that's why I thought it was a stupid question for me to ask that, and for the answer to be not at all. That's,
I mean, like, maybe my feet hurt like more from standing for the show. Stuff like that, or like I got nice heartburn going on, right. So to like sing and stuff. But I actually finished my last tour, I think it was last year, so now I'm actually kind of, I'm off the hook, I'm full, just like mom mode content creator, and I try to go as many shows as possible, because it's the band is with my brothers, and so they're still doing the band. And then I just go with the kids and we watch, and my son loves watching them, and we just, yeah, go to as many shows as possible.
Nice.
So how old do you come from a family of musicians?
Yeah, that's a good question.
My parents never played any instruments or anything like that. They,
because you got into the industry pretty young.
Yeah, yeah. We, basically my older brother kind of influenced all of us. My parents moved to California. Like, for him, he was like so into dancing, singing, wanted to be an actor, and like wanted to move here when he was 18, no matter what. And my mom was like, hey, we're all just like going to go together, because we're a team. We're going to stick together. And so they moved us all out when I was like 13, I think. Yeah. 13 turning 14. And then we sort of just started like the garage band thing. Two of my brothers, so I have four brothers. Two of my brothers were obsessed with Fall Out Boy, and they were like all like punk rock and like doing their hair like them. And so we were full on garage band mode, and we just started playing random like birthday parties, little kids fairs, like all this stuff. And then, I don't know, just like show after show, things, one thing after another. My brother was on Glee. My other brother was on Disney Channel. So all that kind of put together. Then we got signed, and then we just started touring like crazy.
Nice. And now you guys are now you guys are pumping them out to have even a couple more additions to the band at some point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is great. That's great. I've got a question for you. So your first two, you had a boy and then a girl, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Boy, girl.
Continue.
I got confirmed it was boy, girl. Kaylin and I always have this conversation as to what we would prefer to have for our first kid. And I mean, obviously you're not going to pick favorites or anything on the podcast, but what are like some distinct differences you've seen between raising the boy and the girl so far? And I know they're both young still, so.
Yeah, they're little, but it is crazy how wildly different their personalities are. Like, I'm doing all the same things with both of them, but their personalities are just like opposite. Like, yeah. They're so funny. My son pretty much just is like the Tasmanian devil, can run all day and not be winded. Like, he's gonna be a baseball player or like in sports, something. He can just run and run, and he's just not tired. And I'm like, I don't like running. Like, you like running?
Yeah.
He loves running. And I thought he was wild, but my daughter is wild. She's a wild child in the best way. But she's only 9 months. Turning 10 months soon.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So she's just like crawling, but she's like climbing stuff. She's climbing the stairs already. And I'm like, whoa there, girlfriend. Like, she just wants to do like backflips. And whenever I pass her to somebody, I'm like, okay, like, just let you know, like, she's crazy. She will probably backflip out of your lap. And they're like, no, no, I know. Like, I've held a baby before. I'm like, no, she will flip out. Like, she's
gonna be a gymnast.
You gotta hold her tight. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's amazing. I love being a mom. It's like my favorite thing ever.
Do you know what the third baby is, boy or girl?
Yes, a boy.
Nice.
Aw, so congratulations.
I'm following my mom's. Thank you. I'm following my mom's footsteps. She had boy, girl, boy, boy, boy. So I've got boy, girl, boy so far.
Well, it's pretty quick after the girl, though. So was it planned? Yes. Do you guys plan on having a big family?
We did. Yeah. My brothers and I are all a year apart. So I already knew. I kind of wanted to like go bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
So my husband, I was like, I want six kids.
Oh my gosh.
My husband now, after the two, he's like, so I think just four now. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking four, babe. And I'm like, wait, no, you said six already. Like, you agreed. That's he's funny. Like, yeah, but I think four. I said, okay, well, we have to meet in the middle then. We got to have five have at to least. Have five. I want six, you want four. So that's the middle.
It's so interesting because my family, I've got three siblings. So my parents had four kids. And my whole life, I was like, I want to have four kids. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't think I could put Kaylin through that. I don't think she could. I wouldn't want her to have to handle all that. That's the pregnancy part of it, at least. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of work.
I'm surprised you still want six after having given birth twice.
I know. It's definitely a lot. It's one of those, it's kind of like the same thing you always hear where it's like, even though it's so hard and right after you do it, you're like, all right, like, let's do it again. Like, the reward is so big, and like once they like set them on your lap, you're just like, okay, yeah, let's, like, I could do this 100 times. Like, in that moment, you're just, this is amazing.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Does it get easier? Like, the first pregnancy, you've never experienced it before, so you're scared or maybe uncomfortable. Does the second one get easier now that you're third and now you haven't given birth yet? But does that process get easier as you have more?
I feel like for me, personally, yes, like only because I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what to expect.
Yeah.
I know what to do now. My body's kind of like, we got you, girl. Like, we know, like, everything just is, you know,
right.
Whereas first you're like, wait, what is happening? How do I do this? There's so much to learn. Everything's so new. But now I feel like I'm like, okay, I got it down.
Which one has been harder, the first or second?
Pregnancy or a kid?
Kid.
Probably my first, because again, like everything is new, and he now entertains my daughter. So like she just watches him play. And so I feel like with each kid, they'll maybe get more chill. Like my daughter, pretty much you barely hear a peep out of her. Like she's the chillest, happiest, backflipping baby ever. But it's like, she's so chill. She never cries. Like she's just happy. And I think it's because my son just entertains her all day.
Yeah.
So she's like, woo.
Where do you fall in the pecking order with your brothers?
I'm second oldest.
Okay. Gotcha. And then how many of you are, there's six?
Five.
Oh, five of you guys. Right. Well, I can say
I'm
as
the only girl.
Oh, shoot. Wow. That must've been interesting growing up. Well, I can say as the youngest of four, the youngest children are the best children. Not to take anything away from the second born or anything like that, but, you know, the youngest are the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. My youngest brother is pretty epic.
There you go. And are they all musicians as well and performers?
So three of my brothers are in the band. And then our youngest brother has literally always been, like, the silent member of the band. We used to call him our manager when he was little. Because when we started the band, he was only 10. So he wasn't like as into it yet. He couldn't really, we were like, Rylan, you're going to be the drummer. But he's like, he couldn't really play drums or do anything yet. So he was always like our manager. And his personality is amazing. Like you go anywhere and he knows everybody. Yeah. Like he knows the manager, the cook or whoever, this lighting guy. Like he just is a social butterfly. So he's always been our manager. And then now he, so all through our 5 days, which was our first band, he was the lighting director. So he ran all the lights, he set up everything, and he's a really freaking good LD. But now he's the TM, so he's the tour manager. And the boys' new band is called the Driver Era. So we were our five, and then we transitioned to the Driver Era. And that's what I just finished, like, with them. And that's so I don't tour with them anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, our youngest brother is pretty much, he's running the show.
Let's go. Go youngest brothers. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired of being around your family? I feel like you, because you work with your siblings. You also work with your husband because you guys are both content creators, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, because I, you know, Kaylin and Dean can understand as well because they work together in a lot of different fashions. I work with my wife because we're content creators as well. So do you find that sometimes the lines get blurred between work and personal relate, like family time?
Right. So with my siblings, I never like, I don't know how they feel. They're probably like, Rael, get out of here. But I've never gotten sick of them. We toured together. Like we were on a tour bus. We did like 4 world tours. Like we were always together, but then we'd find ourselves like, even after doing like 4 shows in a row on our day off, like we'd all be texting each other like, hey, you guys want to go see a movie? Or like, let's do an escape room. So like even on our day offs, we'd still be together.
Yeah.
And my mom raised, like I said, we're all a year apart. Like we were raised really close. My mom kept us together all the time. So if like, if I did dance lessons, so did all the boys. If they played hockey, I was figure skating. Like we did every single thing together all the time. So I think it's just like what we know and what we're used to. And then as far as my husband, yeah, we do work together. We started doing like a family channel, but then once we had kids, it was like, okay, like when are we like working and when are we just like going to be parents and like be, you know, husband, wife and chill and not have social media or anything. So we actually stopped doing our YouTube channel because we're like, okay, when we're together, we just probably like, let's just be together, let's be with our kids or whatever. And then I just still run like my own YouTube channel and like vlog on that. But yeah, that way, cause he has other YouTube channels as well. So it's like when he's with us, he already has been filming a bunch of other things. So then when he's with us, it's like, okay, no more filming.
That's a good idea. Cause it really does allow you to like enjoy spending time with your kids a lot more, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of like stressing out about what you should be doing in terms of like filming or anything like that.
Yeah, but, it's the most first world problem ever. So it's hard to even complain about. But there's so many times, all the time, actually, every time we go out, me, Ashley, and Dawson, it's like, oh, well, this makes for a good video, makes for a good picture. And it's like you go to the beach and like you're filming everything because it's so like, you know, our son's name is Dawson. Dawson's walking on the beach or he's doing this or like, oh, this would make a great video. And it's just like, shit, I should not be thinking like this because legitimately every time you go out is an opportunity for content. And it's so stupid, but at the same time, it's interesting and engaging. So it's I think it's hard, right? I'm sure it was not an easy decision for you guys because I'm sure it did well for you, that family YouTube channel.
Right. So. Yeah. For me, I love pictures and videos so much. I got that from my mom. Like my mom, even before social media, like she just took a zillion pictures all day, every day. Like I just got finally like all our home videos converted to like four files and stuff. And she like, they just filmed all the time. But she's like, oh my gosh, if there was social media in my day, I would.
She was like, I would have been the first influencer. She
loves it. Exactly. So, and I'm with her literally every day. Like she's my sidekick. We are like two peas in the pod. And so since she loves filming so much, I'm so grateful because I really can just kind of like chill, relax, be a mom, like be with my kids. And then she just captures everything.
Yeah. She's snapping away.
She just literally boom, boom, boom. She takes like 1,000 pictures and videos a day. And then she just like, hey, go right up, like, oh, here for your story or whatever. So then I don't really have to like think about it. Like she's grabbing it all for me. It's
your full-time photographer. That's great.
See, the problem with my mom is every time I ask her to film or take a picture, it's like my head is cut off. Dawson's not in the picture. Her hands are shaking. Like the video is going up and down. I'm like, mom, this is terrible. I can't use this. Good God in heaven.
She needs a class from Stormy.
She does.
This is so different, but when you guys were talking about that, about your kids, obviously we don't have a kid, but like Caitlin and I travel quite a bit. And whenever we go to a hotel that we're like getting a comp stay for in exchange for photos and everything like that, I am miserable. I hate having to, not miserable, I love it. I love every second of it. But something about going to a hotel and having to like gather photos and videos for the hotel just so you can stay there is so much less enjoyable than just paying for the hotel.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to realize that. And sometimes I like, if it's a nice hotel, obviously I'll take the free stay and just do whatever you guys want me to do. But I enjoy it less because I feel like I have to like carve away a couple hours every single day to like stress out about getting good photos for the property or something like that, you know? So translating that to kids, I could see myself being like, not doing any of this. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And it is quite the dilemma that parents are faced with nowadays of like, how much do you share? And like, what do you share? And like all those kinds of things. But it's really interesting. I did have a question for you. You're so close with your family. And that's great. I've only gotten close with my brothers and sisters very recently in my adult life. And I'm not close to my parents. How did your husband deal with all that? Like, was that a big hurdle for him to overcome? Was he intimidated by it or anything like that?
He actually he kind of just fit in like a puzzle piece. He doesn't have a huge family. He has one brother, which he actually works with his brother too. So there's that there as well. But I have a big family, and like I said, he just kind of fit in. He loves, like, his best friends are my cousins. I have four cousins. They're all guys, and they have just like play poker and like do all this stuff. And he literally is at their house every day.
Nice.
Like, I'm like, honey, like, are you coming home? Like, we gotta bathe the kids and put them in bed. He's like, oh, I'm with the G's or whatever. They're all G's. So my family is all R's, and my cousins are all G's. But they're literally his best friends, and I'm so grateful because like if he's not like with me and the kids, like the fact that he's with my cousins, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you're like with my family still. Oh, yeah. Like, that's great.
That is great. Whenever I hang out with Kaylin's uncle, because we have very similar interests, I can always tell Kaylin like brightens up a little bit. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm with Brock. I can't come over right now or something like that. Or like, I can't talk on the phone. She's like, oh, okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
It's always nice being with someone that can get along with your family that just blends right in. I always said before I met Ashley that I wanted to be with someone that my family and friends could hang out without me, or even wanted to hang out without me. So it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, especially Ashley, because she's so close with her sister too, right?
Yeah. No, and she definitely needed someone that liked that. So it works out because I just make fun of her sister, and then her sister makes fun of me. And we have a great relationship.
And you have it's no amazing. Siblings, Jared, right? But do you have cousins that you guys are close
No,
with?
I have an older sister.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. And she's married with kids. That's right.
I know. So, Rydell, my final question to you is, how are you able to maintain your sanity? It seems like you have a lot of wonderful people, a great support group, but you obviously have a ton going on. Because I asked this because I want to pass this information to my wife, who's wonderful, but she has a lot going on. Because when I hear your story and you're like motherhood and parenting is amazing. Like Dawson has given me happiness and love that I've never experienced before. And like, he just makes me so happy. But at the same time, he's definitely the most, you know, exhausted, like feeling I've ever had in my entire life as well. So it's a balance. So the idea of having another kid is daunting, but something we want. But then having three kids and then doing what you're doing, which is also touring and working and content creating and raising a family. I mean, it's just a lot. And so I think a lot of people out there, especially obviously if they're mothers, would want to know, how do you do it as an individual? Because I'm assuming that you've had to let go of a lot of your individuality as well.
I think the main thing is my mom is she's my best friend and I'm so grateful for her. And I literally just do everything she tells me to. Like she's already done this. She's already had 5 kids. I'm like, "Hey, mom, what do I do? How do I get them to sleep? This and this and that." And so she definitely kickstarted me and gave me all like her tips and tools. And then I think I just grew up hearing all her stories. So I feel like I already was like, "Hey, like I know what I want to do." And since I can remember, literally, like, I don't know, maybe like 5 years old or little, when people would be like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I'd be like, "I'm mom." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "No, what do you want?" I'm like, "I'm mom." Like, literally, that's all I would say. I've always wanted to be a mom. It's my favorite thing ever. And I love being busy. I like going. I love being productive. I love having a list, a to-do list, checking it off and getting stuff done. And so, I don't know. I really try to like soak it all in. Sometimes I can get like really busy. I'm like, "Okay, Rita, like, no, just like sit and play with your kids. It's okay." But I'm with them like all day and my mom. And then, I don't know. I'm so grateful for my job because I can just be with my kids all day and film if I need to, film if I don't want to, or my mom, you know, has got it handled.
Your personal photographer.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, there's, it's a lot, but, like you said, I'm so grateful for like my family to be close, and my brothers are like the best uncles. They love them. They play hockey with him twice a week. My son there, he's getting on the ice. And, so I don't know. I think that family unit has really helped so much. I can like, I have shoulders to lean on or people to vent to and stuff like that. Cause some people might not have that. And I'm like, that would be hard.
Yeah.
If, like, I didn't have anyone to talk to or like call and like cry to my mom or be like, "Oh my gosh, help." Or like, "Oh, they're teasing again. Like, what do I do?" Like, "Oh, my son, like, he's beating me up today." Like, I'm like, gentle kisses, only lovin's. Like,
I know
I have to say that, but no, it's amazing. And, you just get through it. And my mom has always said like, "Today's a new day," or like, "Tomorrow's a new day." Yeah. And so just waking up with like that, like, "Today's a new day. Let's tackle it."
It's a good personality to have for having kids. I feel like, because like you said, you like to stay busy and all that. You can see how much output you're getting from your input, you know, maybe not day to day, but like you see the kids grow and mature and you can see how much of the hard work that you're doing is paying off. So I could see that being like really rewarding and really great.
Oh, rewarding.
Yeah. Yes. Do you plan on, I mean, obviously I'm sure you're gonna let the kids do whatever they want to do, but do you have any, are you gonna like help nudge them in any directions, like to be performers or anything like that?
I think naturally they'll do all those things. Like, definitely want to put them kind of like in piano lessons or guitar, just because that's what my family does. And then, like I said, we're doing hockey now because all my brothers play hockey. And so I like what my mom did with us is like, we just did everything when we were little. And then as we got older, we kind of leaned more towards like just singing and dancing and then just hockey. So those kind of, then we kind of got rid of like the other activities or whatever. Yeah. But when they're little, like, activities are so short anyway. Like my son is on the ice for like literally 5 minutes right now, only 2. And so it's just fun. And my brother's just like, he can't skate on the ice yet by himself. So my brother's just taken for like literally a 2-minute lap each.
Nice.
And we're like, "Hey, we played hockey today. Good job." So it's like easy to like fit everything in. And like, I'm like, "Okay, we got to go to the park and like do some soccer, or like do this." Like, my husband was a professional scooter rider. So he's like got a scooter.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's random. But so you just kind of like put them in everything right now and then just see what they really are interested in as they get older.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to do it. I feel like I wish when I was younger, I was very active in everything, but I wish that my parents like got me into more. I really wish I just did gymnastics when I was a kid. That's the one thing I really wish I did. And if we ever have a kid, I'm gonna shove that kid's face into gymnastics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like that just gives you so much body awareness and makes you so like flexible and all these things. I wish I did it. I'm so inflexible.
Have you ever done like parkour? You should do the parkour.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do some parkour. I could probably backflip off
as well. Go and run around. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, plus you're a giant office fan. That works out well.
Parkour.
Parkour.
yeah, exactly. Well, Thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rydell.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was cool to get a glimpse into your life. We're excited for you for baby number three.
Thank you.
And a glimpse into your closet. It's very organized.
Beautiful.
My shoe wall.
Yeah, it's great. It's a very colorful
wall.
Thanks.
Well, Rydell, thank you once again. Everybody listening, of course, you can check out Rydell's Instagram, Rydell Funk, or Rydell's YouTube at Rydell Funk. Rydell, you're the best. I think I've said it enough.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Three times in a row.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.